merhaba.
Seine der doch bedeutet aber allgemein weiße Lampe.
Agit Neir Shabbos, Shulme Vruche, in der Cholome Stadtfilm. Der Benachem Duvid asked me to speak about two topics today. Parshas Behar, obviously, Parshas Shavir, and Lag Bo'oime. Lag Bo'oime? So I thought to myself, that's not too difficult to be able to be Meshalev, Parshas Behar with Lag Bo'oime. The parsha starts off by Dabai Hashem and Moshe Bahar Sina Laimoy Dabar Bnei Yisro Mat Walai Kshavoye Luas Shnois Lechem Vishav Suhu Uret Shabbos Lashem. So it's Rashi, famous saying in the world, Ma Inni Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. What's the connection of Shmita with Har Sinai? So Rashi answers, Ma Sinai Nehemur Gleseya B'Dasei Messinai. Like we know that Ma Shmita, Shmitah, we know that the whole mitzvahs were given to Sinai because we don't find it in the Vurim. So Mizan, all the mitzvahs, all the klulim, the ktikim of Shmitah were given to Sinai. Likewise, all the mitzvahs, although we find in the Vurim, the Torah speaks about different haluchas, should know it was all given to Sinai. So the obvious question is, why did the Torah choose Pinks mitzvah Shmitah to be the mekoyer to teach for all of the mitzvahs this prat? The Torah could take any other mitzvah to make the limud that Torah to the mitzvah and give it completely in Sinai and say, like, this mitzvah is in Sinai. All the mitzvahs are also in Sinai. Why did the Torah choose Dafke, the mitzvah of Shmitah, to be the Mekoyer and the Malamud to compare other mitzvahs to Shmitah? There must be something significant with Shmitah that was chosen to be the Mekoyer for all of the mitzvahs. Or Chacham Kodesh says, the Torah had to mention Sinai by Shmita. Why? The Pusik says, I gave you Etz Yisroel. Why did Yidin deserve Etz Yisroel? Why did Yidin deserve Etz Yisroel? Because they were becoming the Torah and the Bar Sinai. That's why I gave you the Etz Yisroel. So that's why the Torah has to anyway write Har Sinai in this parsha. Because the Torah has to explain the reason why Yidin was Zoyche to Etz Yisroel. Because they became the Torah on Bar Sinai. So the Torah has to write Sinai anyway. By Etz Yisroel, by Shmita, so the Torah learns out other luchos from it. Then he adds a little even more. The Rambam passage, you're not allowed to give a free gift to a goy. Even those businessmen who give a bottle of whiskey to their goy, or they give them a box of cigarettes, it's only because they work with this goy, so it's a Torah Samua. But Stam, lo yisachunam, it's an issa to give up. Stam, a free present for a goy is an issa. So how could the Eibishter give the Etz Yisroel for Klal Yisroel? A free gift for Klal Yisroel? So the Torah, no, because we become a Torah in Har Sinai, we became Yidin. That's why Hashem not, and they know they're allowed to give the Etz Yisroel for a free gift. This is the Chaim HaKodesh. The Belzeruv Zecholivuch said a different pshat. Why the Torah chose that Har Sinai should be mentioned Dafke by Shmita? Why we learn all the mitzvahs from Shmita? Why do we learn all the mitzvahs from Shmita? Because we know, LP agricultural understanding, if you don't sow the field every single year, you leave it 1 year, shouldn't grow, the koich of the karka has more koich, and it can have better fruit. A karka, earth that's used every single year, it loses the koich. And it's advisable, even in agricultural understanding, not to sow every single year. So a person might have an intention when he keeps Shmita to be able to give the land a bit of soil, a bit of peace, a bit of a break. It should be able to work better afterwards. So we say no. Shabbos is the same thing. The Avdol and Goyim don't keep Shabbos. 24/7. There's no time to family time. There's no time of resting. You have to come to yourself. There's a svura gashmi as well to keep Shabbos. To have one day of rest has got a very svura gashmi. There's a svura bu Shabbos bu manichi kamei gashmi intention. says the Torah, "Meshav sevur et Shabbos l'Hashem." Says the Baditch Shavuv, "Keshaim," says Rashi, "Keshaim sheneimem b'Shabbos bereishis." Like b'Shabbos bereishis, you shouldn't keep Shabbos because it's tam a gashmistic pleasure. You should keep Shabbos because Hashem is burach commanded in the Torah to keep Shabbos. The same way Shmita, we do not mekayim Shmita because it's good al pi agriculture. We keep Shmita because Hashem told us to do that. So you know, Shmita teaches us that although we have a gashmistic intention in the mitzvahs, don't keep the gashmistic intention. Keep it because Hashem told you to. That says the Belzrus Choylim. That's why the Torah compared all other mitzvahs to Shmita. To teach just like Shmita, a person can have a very plain, simple reason why he's keeping Shmita. To be able to give kurat on the karka. Like by Shabbos, a person can have a simple reason to keep Shabbos, to relax. No, we're told to keep Shabbos and Shmita because Hashem commanded us. The same way all of the mitzvahs shouldn't be kept because of the gashmistic understanding. We shouldn't be mechabed father and mother only because it's a big gashmius. We keep it, the kibbut of the eye because of the Torah of Geheisen. Hikshi kvoidom, likvoid koinom. The code of the parents is like the code of the Eibishter. We keep the mitzvahs not only because of the gashmistic understanding, but we're all the more because of Hashem of Geheisen, the Eibishter of Geheisen. Kibbut av, the havet, the goyim also can also, some of them, keep kibbut av. And if they do keep Kibbutz, it's a gashmistic feeling for the father. We keep Kibbutz because the Torah got geheißen Mechabed HaTata, because the Tata is got the Kedisha. The Tata is like the Kedisha of the Eibishter Kibbutz for a child. The famous Gemurah, he was a Dum Ben Asina, was a Goy, and he was Mekayim Kibbutz. So then, what's happening again? The Apur Adima was born by him. Says the Bechad Tevod, the Farshim said, why Apur Adima? Because it was a big kitrik. A big kitri, a goyz, mekayim, kibbadav, with such mesiris nefesh, will ich offering the tata for thousands of pounds? So it's a kitrik. So he got the poor adima. The goyz only mekayim, kibbadav, for gashmistic reasons. For gashmistic reasons. Yidin keep poor adima, yidin keep at mitzvah, even without any gashmistic understanding. That was the limit schist, to show that the yidin stand on a better madrage. Oh. I'd like to suggest another pshat. What's the connection between why Dafke Shmita should be the source of all other mitzvahs? Why do we compare all mitzvahs to Shmita? We know the Gemara says in the end of Mesechta Malkus, Bucha Vakik Vehemidan Al Achas Tzadik Ba'Menusa Yichya Kol Mitzvah Seichu Emine is a pusik until him. Kol Mitzvah Seichu Emine. The ganze Indian, the mitzvahs of a gespurchi, the Indian is a minna. A person works hard in his field, he is choyrish, plows, and he sows, and he works like a farmer works. We can't even understand nowadays, even a person does business, sits by in his office by a telephone. He gets exhausted, but it's not the same work like if some person works in the field. I had a Zayden Abubu who had the living in a moshav, in Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Re'im, it was called. And they had. I wasn't there. It's my wife's Zayde and Buba. I wasn't there, but my wife tells me she was a child. She used to go to visit the Buba and Zayde. It was a real hard job milking the cows and getting up. You have to get up early morning and going to the cows and somebody who ploughs and he sows. It's a mamish. It's a gefaltige, exhausted, schwere Arbeit. And then you tell him, Zamafke, all the hard work, Zamafke. It's against the gashmistic cycle. What's the whole idea? The whole idea is a person believes that this koyche ve'oitzim yudi uselias achay lazei. The Eibishter is the one who gives you koyche lasas choyil. And if the Eibishter commands you to give away the karka for poor people to be hefke, I listen to him because it's a minute, through a minute. It's a minute believing in a kodesh bruchi. Like we keep Shmita. And when we carry the mitzvah of the minna, the same thing, the whole Torah is compared to Shmita. Because the whole idea of keeping the Torah, the ik and the kudde is, bu, chavaki, gemin al achas, tzadik ba'benusa yichya. So this week's Sedra is a famous word brought down in Noam Elimelech from his brother, the Rebbe Reb Zishe, in the end of the minna. The Torah writes, chisoybri, you will ask, ma noichu bo we eat, b'shuna ashviyis. Hailo in Israel, we're not going to sow. Will the Nessus to the Sinai? You ask a good question. Says the Torah, I'll make a brucha, it'll grow for 3 years. Frag der Heilige Rebbe Reb Zishe, the Torah normally is not so marech, the Torah writes, it's a one ois, and we learn out so many aluchas. The whole Lama Tess Meluchas are come out, only written in a very short version of the Torah, and we understand from this one, from the Dimyan to the Mishkan, Lama Tess Meluchas. So how is the Torah so marech v'chis? He'll ask me a question. Haven't sowed and haven't plowed. How are you to eat the seventh year? Answer is, since when the Torah has been marech, the question. Torah should write, you should know, I'll give you for 3 years to grow. You have no questions. Why did the Torah write out the question? We find even bigger halachas the Torah doesn't not marech. Says the Heilige Rebbe Reb Zishe. The Eibishter created the world, and the Eibishter, like rain, it rains. It's mashpia. The condition comes down this world constantly. The Eibishter is machai in the world, koyin al shomat halal ko, Allah chayin av sir b'yadeichu, the Eibishter is mashpia for the world, for the field, for the behemoths, for the people, constant tzinoiris pipes of shefa. If somebody has betuchim, and he believes, he gets the shefa from the Eibishter. If you start asking questions, you haven't got the true betucha, it's a hefsik. You're like blocking, you're blocking the shefa. You're blocking the pipes. Says the Eibishter, if you won't ask questions, obviously the ashpur will come. Obviously there'll be a lot of good ashpurs that'll be produced. It'll grow. You won't sow, it'll still grow. You'll have enough from the sixth year for 3 years. You're going to ask questions. If so, you have caused with your questions, you've caused the hefsik. Nevertheless, Mitzvah says Bechusi, although you have asked, I will still be Mitzvah of the Brucha, and I will continue giving you the Brucha. That's the word of Rebbe Reb Zishe. So my brother once asked me, and your day is the same. You won't ask questions, it'll come. If you will ask questions, it'll also come. So the master said, Hashem will continue giving you. What have we lost by asking questions, asked my brother. So once I told him a terrorist could be only a Shmita. But Shmita, because you're Mekayim, it's a Shmita, although you've asked the question, and it caused to block all the pipes of Ashpur, nevertheless, because you're Mekayim Shmita, I'll give you the Brucha. But other cases, a person asks questions and he hasn't got the skus of Shmita, there'll be no Shefa. That's why I asked to answer them once. But then I thought a different pshat. No. The Eibishter has got Chachmunas a Klal Yisroel. I feel if they ask questions, Ashpur continues to be Ashpia. It's a different Shefa. If you don't ask questions, the Shefa comes with no tzimtzum, with no agbula, lots of Shefa. You start asking questions, okay, I'll command it. I'll command the Brucha. But it'll never be a more gashmis thing, a Brucha. You have to work hard. And I found the chat is true. As the Ramaylech brings the same word in Parshas B'Shalach, but the Parsha of the Mon, the Parsha Samon, Hineni mamtem lechem lechem al shemayim. I constantly send the rain should come down from shemayim. V'yotziu am. If Klal Yisroel go out from their emuna, says Rabbi Remeiler, they're not asking questions. V'lokti dvayom v'yom, you have to stop working hard. Had you not asked questions, would have come easier in a bigger shefa. We see many times people, those who do business know, many times you work here, it comes from there, unexpected, Shema comes from the Eibishter. But if you ask questions, then Malokti, you have to stop, you have to be Malakit, it's already more difficult. It's a more Gashmistik, it's not the same Shefa. And also the Moiranayim, in passage where Shannon brings down from Rebbe Reb Zishe, on the Pusik, Varikoisi Luchem Ruche Abni Dai. The famous Pusik and the famous song. Zunde Rav Zishe, the Pasuk is speaking about people who give Masa. You give Masa, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not scared that by giving Masa you're going to lose. Forget, you understand that the whole Ashpura comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by giving Tzedukah Adarabe, Asai beshvilte des Asher, if so, v'hari koi siluche bruche. The bruche will be emptied. It won't be in a kaila. It won't be with sumps. It won't be like a sword that's like a shield. You take it out from the kiss. V'hari koi si, I'll take it out from the kiss. Luche bruche. And believe that it won't be die. It won't be with sumps. So we see clear. If a person has been talking, that's the skula of the chef should come in a more heilige, breite, and wide oifen. gesagt, als der Chadisha Rems hat, it's famous in the world, der Rebbe Reb Zisha wasn't famous for Talmud Chochem. The Rebbe Reb Zisha was not famous in the world to be a Talmud Chochem. He was a big Rebbe, but he wasn't famous to be a Talmud Chochem. My father, Ulam Shulam, Schoen Levroche, used to tell me that he heard from Rabbi Dubov, Schoen Levroche, those who remember Rabbi Dubov? Remember Rabbi Dubov?
Yeah.
Rabbi Dubov used to say, as it's Shemes, as the Rebbe Zisha was a roof in a town for 13 years. He was a big good. Aber he was mispallel the people to forget about it. So he concealed the story. He wasn't famous in the world to be a Talmud Chochem. Says the Chiddush Rim, of course it was a Talmud Chochem. Chazad va teure? The pshat, they learned pshat. Chisoyim aloicha, you ask a question. If so, it's a reason. Psh! It'll be London. These are the words of the Chiddush Rim. And I always thought and thought to myself, okay, it's a good va teure. Is that so, it's so longish? Can nobody else have thought about it? Could I not have thought about it? Maybe yes. If you don't ask questions, the shepherd comes. If you ask questions, then we say, Sazad war teure, das muss ein gewaltiger Lamm. Was ist der Lamm? Der heilige Balatanya was a Lamm. Ein größer Lamm. Tanya wrote on the Rebbe Zisha, Haguoi Huamiti, the real Guan. The real Guan, he wasn't famous. So maybe you say, Tanya knew the truth, I was a Guan, but Rebbe Zisha concealed it. So why is that a Guan Huamiti? The Makante Maser, the Kedishas Laivi. Kedishas Laivi was an Aiden, maybe by Mesnagi, it could be. Don't remember, Nishkachusi, anyway. And then he traveled to the Rebbe Rebbe, and he came back from Rebbe Rebbe, and he said, then he wasn't a Mesnagi, he wasn't a Chusi. He asked his Aiden, tell me, Leib Yitzchok, what did you learn in Mizritch? He learned, as do I bestem the Welt. Who doesn't know that? He called the Shifre, called the Dienst, Shifre. Tell me, who created the world? The Eibishter. Bleib ich jetzt euch. I have traveled so many miles to Mizritch to learn what even the maid knows. Sie sucht, und ich weiß. Zadig be minusoi yichye. It's not zadig be minusoi, he says a minna. He lives a minna. Me lebt a minna, living a minna. Like today there's a book called Living a Woman. Living a Woman. It's in Islam. Zadig be minusoi yichye, to live a minna. It's not to believe, to live a minute, it's something else completely. It's a different, complete different thing, living a minute or saying a minute. Saying a minute, even the Shifra can say. Living a minute, you have to go to Mizritch. Rav Shimon Yechui says, in Pirkei Avos this week, Sedra. This week, this week, Parak Dalet. Shloim Shuksurim Hai. Kesa Teure, Kesa Gehenne, Kesa Malchus. And these three Kesurim were in the Mishkan. There was a Kesa on the Uroi, the Kashkudashim was Kesa Teure, Lichus. There was a Kesa on the Shilchan, as Kesa Malchus, Shilchan Malucha. The Kesa on the Mizbayah, Kesa Kehina. A person of Talmud Chochem can learn a lot, it's called Kesa Teure, it's the crown of Teure. Somebody has a Chos to be born a Koyen. He has a kehine, he has this leshuma of kehine, and he has the koyach that we point the pig naben, he eats prima. A koyin is, they say in today's DNA, they say, you can see a chilik by a koyin. So I heard. Tzvi, am I right? So they say. So a koyin is a case of kehine, A melech. I don't know if I can give an example from England. Oh, Christ. From Holland, they've shifted. Belgium? No. I've given up with giving examples from today's time and age. Pardon? So I'm going to give DNA. No problem, no question about it. No question. That's why I'm Mohammedan. Belgium is Mohammedan. So I'm going to give That's Kesa Malchus. Kesa Malchus. It's Kesa Malchus. Kingdom. Yeah, a monarchy has a case. There's a case of Malchus. Says the Heilige of Shem B'Yichui, the case of Shem Tov, Oile Al Gabayim. What is case of Shem Tov? I remember, the Yid here used to come to Dorgel, to Manchester. He lived in America. And he, later he lived in America. I met him in America in his old age. He used to come to Manchester. He had a white beard. He told him, Gedalia Schwarz. Remember Gedalia Schwarz? A Yid from America. Remember Gedalia Schwarz? A big white beard he had. My father used to tell me, Der Yid Ot Chaim. Ot Chaim. What's my Chaim? Ot Chaim. What's Chaim in English? Say Chaim in English. Chom, Chom. What? Grace. Kaiser Shemtov Oil Rabbi. He's my father said this person. He comes to Manchester, goes to all these people, the white community, and the Mechabadim, they give him tzlukah. He was El Chidi. He wasn't going for himself. He printed Tzvurim. Chai. Kaiser, what's Kaiser Shemtov? What is Kaiser Shemtov? And also, which kind of the Mesavigdish was the Kaiser Shemtov? What is Kaiser Shemtov? Kaiser Shemtov is something we can't explain. It's just there. Look, this person has grace. Yeah, grace is the word. Grace. Rot Chaim. It's something we can't explain. So which kind of Mesavigdish was Kenegen Kaiser Shemtov? Says the Maharal in Prague, the lights of the Menorah. The lights of the Menorah, it's fire. Fire is something you can't happen to it, you can't explain it, it's not tangible, you can't cut the fire. But it's warm and it's light. It does give all the fire. But it's not a gashmis. The case of the Kehinna was a crown on the Urim. Or on the Mizbayach. The case of Torah was a crown on the Urim. The case of Malchus was a crown on the Shilchot. The case of Shem Tov was the fire on the Menorah, which you can't chapa to it, but it's just light and warm. It's gewaltig. What is Kaiser Shem Tov? The name of a person is in the Shoma. A person's name is in the Shoma. The Sfurim write why somebody sleeps. And the best way to wake up is to call his name. My brother told me that Mazai Uluva Shulem, the Blazer Uluva Shulem, was lying in Adassa Hospital. He was at the end of his life. And my brother Yakumai was there, and they were next to him. Kipta Allah Lubavitcher, who said, Alter Lubavitcher says to my brother, Ruf him beim Namen, call him by his name, Laser, Laser. And he opened his eyes. My brother told me, it's more than Rabbi Meilech, another Svurim, that a person sleeps, you call his name, is the best way. Why? The name is the Rishon. The name that the parents give by the Bris is the Rishon of the person. They have Rechakoydish, Ma'ibishel, which name to give. Shem, the Neshoma, Toiv is good. It's good. It's just good. A person's life is his Neshoma. Can you explain it? Can you help it to him?
No, I can't explain it.
Yeah? But it's a Metzias, yeah? The person lives through Neshoma. The biggest professors, they can explain how the heart beats and how the eye looks and how all the different organs of a person. Because man is living. What makes him live? What's the Neshoma that goes out? They have no idea. We do know. The Shoma is the Toiri, the Shoma after the Rusa, after the Tzart, after the Fakhtomi, remember the Shoma? The Shoma is somebody they call Chapur, but it's there. Shem Tov means somebody who lives within the Shoma. Kesa Shem Tov, the Kesa of Shem Tov, Oile Al Gabayim, that gives life to all three Ksurim. It's not the Mishnah says, Shloish Ksurim Haim, it's a four Ksurim. Why does it say Shloish Ksurim Haim? The phrase koyen shadat yufa. It can be a koyen. Who's the Tamukha? Sachleiden? Hotchkachayim! No, Midas Toivus! Lack of Yerushimayim! But Kaiser Shem Tov, Oileg Abayim! Reb Shimon Bar Yochui! He's the Makar of the Shum of Klal Yisrael. He was the one who was Megala, the Zoya HaKodesh. Reb Shimon Bar Yochui was the one who was Megala, the Pnimius of the Torah, the internal part of a Yid. Reb Shimon Bar Yochui teaches us, you should know, There are three Gesurim. Teure, Gehenna, Malchus. But I'll teach you that these three Gesurim, it all depends on the Shayim Tov, how much you connect to your Neshoma. How much Tzadik Bebenusa Yichye. How much life do you have in Teure. How much Neshoma do you have in Gehenna. How much Neshoma do you have in Malchus. How much light of Oir, the Oir, the Menoir is the Oir Shevas Hayomem. The Menoir is the Oir of Bris Oilam that was hidden in the Torah, and it's going to be revealed, Lucid Lord, that's not the Menoir. That's the case of Shem Tov, is the light, the hidden light that's hidden in the Torah, that brings life to Torah, brings life to Gehenna. And it's a different, completely different thing, something you can learn, and you can learn. You can learn without the inner of the Shomer. And you can learn with the Shoma, with the Chiyas, it's a different thing. It's the difference between like a dead person and a live person. Mamash is the same chilik. What's the date of Lag BaOmer, Chodesh Iyar? What's Yidches?
Sunday.
What day in the month is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which day in the month?
Sunday.
Yidches? What's Yidches? Chai. I have a story. I once went to the Bosnia to Shul. I was talking with a Gerach. And he tells me, the name of the person, I've forgotten the name. And this person had his father was suffering on a heart problem. Heart problem. So he went to the Baisi school, Gerer Rebbe, to ask the Gerer Rebbe if he should make the separation for his father. The heart operation, those years it was even, it wasn't so, people were scared about the heart operation. Today as well, I'm sure showing matzels out. So he went to Baisi school. This is the time of the Alte Belze Rebbe, Zechon Leruche. And so he said, this challenge, see, I have two difficult challenge, this has to go to the Belzer Roof. So this Gerach Chusid goes to the Belzer Roof, Tel Aviv, and he went to the Belzer Roof and asked the Belzer Roof, the Gerach Rebbe told him to come to the Rebbe of the Belzer Roof, do we make this operation for my father? Belzer Roof asks, which day is the operation confirmed, which day it was made for? Which day was it, did they say it should be? He says, Yid Ches Uf. Belzer Ruf said, "Ba'in zuk men chayuv." He said, "Yid chesu." "Ba'in zuk men chayuv." Sure, the dancer. Sure, he goes to the Gerer Rebbe by Sisrul. That's where the Belzer Ruf asked him the question. Yes, which date it is? I told him Yid chesu. He says, "Ba'in zuk men chayuv." What does that mean? Not here. Chayov tati met leim. Chayov tati met leim. Said Gerer Rebbe gesagt. So ba'in zuk men yid chesu. Here, we say lach for chol to mot masbazan. That's all dik. Men zuk men yid chesu. Here, zuk chay. Chayir, the day of Chayir, like Boim is Chayir. Sveta Lebedeke took. The idea of Shem Merichu is to bring Kese Shem Tov, then in Tzadik, when we saw Yirche, to bring life into Teure. I mean, the Rebbe Zish was a gewaltige Lamm. The Rebbe Zish didn't say this Teure, he lived this Teure. He lived. He saw the man doing this. He says, "Mechusi." He was teure. He lived teure. He was a gewaltige Lamm. Lamm does not mean dafke how much you can say a shear. How much you say a shear? Lamm means how much are you teure, dick? He was a shtick teure. He lived with me. Says Mechusi. Somebody can say it was teure. For somebody can say it was teure. But I'm over in ice. But does he live teure? Does he live the way he says? The Mishnah says, "He ho you oimer." Whatever Tanuim said in Mishnah is, they live that way. He, hoi, hoi, hoi. Burich, shabuch, and bohem in the Mishnah song. Whatever they learned, that was themselves. Sich nisharim. If the Rebbe Zishe said a word, as a person doesn't ask questions, then there's a shefa. If he saw him not really ask questions, then you have to make him poo, he's a given a landen. A gewalt, a stick teure, is a given, a stick landes. He lived this pussing. Das heißt, famous story, as a given, zwischen Viertel vor zehn, aber wir müssen noch mit Kitze. Sie gewähnen, der flew in der Rebbe Schmelke, two brothers, they came to Rebbe Zritsch, and they went, asked the Kasse for the Rebbe, for Rebbe Zritsch and Magid, how can you be mekan the Mishnah, chayev udem lebuach, al ru, kishayim shmuch lo toif. I'll take a question. Go into the shul, you see by the end, there's a yid sitting there by the oven, asking the question, this is Rebbe Zritsch. And they ask him the question, he says, the Rebbe said to me, I've never ever had blood in my life. I don't understand the question. Position was living in Minna. He was living in Musa Yichya. Meine, this is the gewaltige Simcha for Lag BaOmer. Because a day of a Minna. It's a day of a Minna. A day of true a Minna. Rebbe Shimon Yehuri gives in, a person should have to realize his neshoma. Realize his greatness. That's the reason why Poskilumis, at the end of the quarrels, all the quarrels, all the kinna, all the jealousy, comes because we don't live in the Shumadik. We live Gashmistik. And in the Gashmistik, your body, Gashmistik, give, there's kinna, there's jealousy, there's atzmus, there's atzlus, there's laziness, there's depression, that's all the goof. Somebody who lives with a minna, the more he lives with a toyg, with a neshoma, the more he realizes that Hashem is with him, and the more is besimcha. And the more there is no Indian of machloikis, poskilumis, they stop dying because of the end of machloikis. And that's why in the Torah Hamigla, we hardly find any source about Lag BaOmer. The Gemara mentions it, the Bashasa says, we hear that they die, they stop dying, which we heard, I hear the medrash. I hear the medrash that says that they stop dying. But it's obvious, every Lag BaOmer have a big kasha. Check twice. Do we say Yachshav Yom Tzur today? Yes, we do say. We say Yachshav Yom Tzur Lag BaOmer. It's Benigla. It's quite a normal day. We don't say Tachna. No big deal. Lag BaOmer. Api Nigla. Api Nista. Api Pnimius. Api Neshuma. Api Kabiram Shemba Yechuv. It's a gewaltig simcha. Lemala Odecha Teve. Dus is Lag BaOmer. Da ich dir helfen. Da muss man solche sagen. So my men and kimmen ze simche gedoyle.
Amen. 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 Am